8 UH mobile.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan link.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Are the roads plowed up there yet?
They're doing a fairly good job, but Point Communications is down. My fiber's down.
Oh, that's always interesting. Yeah, we snowblowed the house was snowblowed yesterday, the driveway anyway. Go outside this morning, looks like nothing was ever done. So, it's a real winter this year.
Yeah, okay, well I'm coming to you via Petoskey, and I'm getting some static crashes when I unkey. Maybe I'm not making the system real well. But, I saw Traverse City schools and whatnot are all closed again for the second day.
Yep. Don't worry about the static crashes. There's actually an audio delay in that repeater. And the squelch is handled via the DSP and Allstar and everything. So sometimes it'll do that because I have the squelch set a little low. So sometimes it'll do that and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, well you were absolutely correct there. It was like one out of three times when I would unkey, I would hear a squelch tail. So your diagnostics is right on track.
Yeah, but the nice thing is I can remote into that repeater and adjust the squelch level as I please. So there is actually no logic between the repeater and the computer communicating, you know, carrier squelch or carrier squelch logic or any tone logic. It's all done in software.
Okay, well I'll just kind of remember when I'm using Petoskey to, you know, kind of pause between transmissions to allow everything to unkey correctly.
I wouldn't worry about it. As long as you hear that beep, you're good to go.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, I've got this other router that I could hook up for my internet connections. And it's got that two WAN connections. And supposedly I can set up, you know, down detection and automatic failback and fallback. But, boy, I'm not smart enough to figure out how to route one of the WAN connections to a VPN and the other WAN connection to the same VPN, I think. I'm not sure if that's going to work.
I'd say it really depends on the router. If it's a TP-Link, setting up a VPN on those is usually, well, it depends on the TP-Link router because some of them don't let you do that at all. You can usually have them always tunnel traffic through a VPN. I don't know about tunneling traffic based on which WAN connection you're using. I've never tried doing that, because usually whenever I set up a router, it's always tunneling somewhere, or it's got a tunnel in there, but it's using the WAN for internet, and if it needs to access something over that tunnel, it'll use the tunnel, but it won't, you know, route all of the internet traffic through the tunnel.
Yes, well, this is a TP-Link router, but it's got two WAN connections, and when you set them up, I don't really know. I haven't yet tried it, but you have to assign it to one of the VPN. You can set up to 9 different VPNs. it's rather confusing.
Interesting. I don't think I've heard of a router doing stuff like that before. Granted, I have not messed a lot with TP-Links. I have very little experience with them except for when we were working on at work, although that was a pretty basic config. most of everything I've dealt with is MikroTik and Cisco.
Yeah, I mean, the instruction manual has a whole chapter on, you know, load balancing and things like that, and then a whole chapter on down detection, where it automatically checks the DNS that the ISP is assigned, and it supposedly has down detection, but and it says that it'll, if it detects if down detection is detected, it'll route everything to the other WAN, but I'm not sure about that.
Sounds like you might be in for some Googling fun today to see if there's any forums or anything like that that can help you out with that. Because I, when it comes to those routers, I'm kind of useless at that point unless I'm in the user interface screwing around with it and whatnot. So I'm surprised it doesn't have a default configuration where it's pinging, you know, a DNS server or some known IP that is known to work or something like that on, you know, both of the WAN connections. And if it detects that it can no longer ping that address, it'll switch to the other one. If it's a purpose-built dual WAN router, I would be surprised if it doesn't have that built into the default configuration.
You may very well be correct that it, I think the default is it goes to a Google IP address. I think it's a, when it has IP/24, does that mean it's the old 4? It's not the 6. It's the 4. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. IPv4, that's what you want. IPv6 is a thing, not very commonly used. And if you looked at an IPv6 IP address, it quite literally looks like a bunch of gibberish. So IPv4 is the number-based IP address, and then IPv6 is both letters and numbers, and it's really long and, quite frankly, kind of annoying. However, it's technically more secure, I guess. But not much uses it. My entire network, I don't have anything set up for IPv6 at home. I believe in my router it is literally set up for pass-throughs to the internet. So if there is a service that uses IPv6, it just passes it all through. It doesn't really route, or it doesn't do any special routing for it. So anyway, Mr. Jim, I'm going to put the mic down. I'm on division, and it is pretty greasy here. So we're going to try to navigate through the fun snow here. Any DMH mole?
Hey, sir. Sounds like a good plan. Stay safe, and like I said, they're expecting another winter storm tomorrow night. So look out. ACATG, 73s, have a good day today.
WDATX Mobile, 14.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. A beautiful day in northern Michigan. A little cool, but hey. 28 degrees here. How about
that? Well, the only question is, did you get your snow thing working?
Oh, yeah. What was it? Sunday. We brought the snow blower up from the shed. It took a little bit to get it fired up. The timer ball doesn't work great. It works, but it takes it a bit. So between pulling a bunch and primering a bunch and finally it fired up, and not good. It's just one of those things that time of year. But not much else I could do with it other than run an extension cord down to it and fire it up that way.
Now, well, it's nice to know where to spray a little bit of starting air in, or whatever they call it, the ether.
The problem is you have to have it to be able to use it. I've never used it, so I don't have it. So there you go. Anyway, it is one of those things. But, yeah, it looks like the old county has had their plow trucks out. Looks like they've been doing a good job.
Yeah, and rumor has it, starting tomorrow night, we're going to be in for another 3 or 4 inches. But, hey, it's wintertime. I really don't mind.
You know, here's the thing. My thought process has always been this. If we're going to have winter, let's have winter. Bring on the snow, let it come, and let's do our thing. Today I've got snow, tomorrow I got rain, don't end up getting any sort of accumulation, and it's just, you know, I'd rather either have it or not have it, you know? Oh, shoot. So, I'm okay with this. Although I did hear 40-some degrees this weekend, I don't know how true that is. You know, you never trust it past a couple days, but still.
Yeah, my theory is I believe 3 days in advance, but nothing more. You're right. I like most weather except, the months of March and April, when they call it mud season. When you get a snow and you get thawing and then you get freezing and then you get thawing, that I could do without.
Yep, there you go. So, anyway, like I said, it could be a lot worse, and I kind of enjoy all this, so. But, I really don't mind the snow. You know, I kind of grew up with this kind of snow, but I'm used to seeing it a lot earlier. You know, mid-November, but it is December, so there you go.
Okay, well, good to hear you, and glad you weren't stuck in Vanderbilt. That looks like 16 to 18 inches was kind of rough over there. So with that, drive safe and have a good day. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, I'll be on the side.
Hey there, Mr. Jim. Yeah, not a problem. You know, it's going to be a beautiful day, and...
GMH Mobile.
WZPC. Hello, W8RPM Mobile.
What's going on, Ron, in 8GMH Mobile?
Hello, Drake. 8DMH W8RPM. I'm just coming back from Alpena.
That sounds uber exciting.
You know, for as big as that town is, there isn't anything there. The mall's dead. There's just a ton of vacant stores. But there is a Walmart, there's a Tractor Supply, there's a Meijer. There's I think, 3 different Chinese restaurants. There's a fair amount of fast food chains. But, man, there is so much vacant retail, abandoned strip malls. It's just, and I know a lot of it's the industry. You know, there was, I think it was Essex Wire and Cable was up there and went away. They were somewhere between, like, either between Alpena and Rogers City or between, Alpena and Oscoda, or maybe Harrisville. There's no industry there. I mean, unless you're working for a hospital or the government, you know, you got some crap retail job. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah, I noticed that. There's just not a whole lot going on over there. And like you said, a lot of the buildings, like, you know, a lot of old retail buildings are just empty. And it's just, you know, it's kind of sad. But that's, you can say that about a lot of the towns in this state up north here. There's a lot of vacant places. And what used to be a, you know, decently thriving little place, and now it's just got nothing.
It's really like that in the UP. You know, all up and down Route 2. All those little mom-and-pop stores and motels and stuff. And, you know, in the 60s and 70s, they were just banging. You know, those places were just absolutely thriving. But, and I don't really know what happened or what changed, you know? I mean, hold on. The, you know, the economy, it was up and down. I mean, it's not like, you know, yeah, you had the, you know, you had a crash in 08, but I mean, those places have been closed since the 80s and 90s, and I don't really know what did it, but, and yeah, I mean, to some extent, it's like that all over, but I think the UP's got it harder than most, and it is, you're right, it is depressing, because, you know, just today, I mean, the building I was at today, which is a government building, you know, but across the street, there's what used to be a discount bakery, you know, one of those bakery thrift store places. That's closed. There's a wrecker service in there now. But they didn't do anything to the building. The sign's still up that says discount bakery, you know, discount baked goods, and there's tow trucks parked in front. So, I don't know. It's just weird. Hopefully the next 4 years are better.
I certainly hope so. I'm navigating my way through downtown Traverse City here. Apparently we're going to get whacked pretty good with more snow. So, the road commission has been having quite a time getting the roads all decently scraped up and everything. I went down to Manistee this morning, and I was like driving on basically a sheet of ice the whole way down there. It was terrible. Like 35 mile an hour was the max speed I probably saw the whole trip.
They had a fatal in Petoskey at 131 and Howard, semi versus car. Four 3A injuries and 1K. About probably 10 o'clock this morning. And yeah, I saw the storm warnings. They're saying 8 to 15 inches for us. When I left at 11, it was snowing pretty good. And it was, you know, pretty much white out all the way to the other side of Onaway. But once I got just a little bit south on 33, it cleared right up. And it was, I wouldn't say it was sunny, but it was, you know, fairly cloudy, more clear than clouds all the way to Alpena. The mistake I made is I got a little shortcut that cuts off about 10 miles, but it's those two-lane county roads, and, you know, I went from being perfectly clear and dry on 33 and 32 to, you know, barely being road surface where I had to do the 35 and 40, you know, and I think it, even though it saved me mileage, it cost me time without a doubt. So far, knock on wood, my return trip's been uneventful. I should even be home by dark, so I'm just coming into Onaway now. I haven't seen a flake.
Yeah, there you go. All I know is I know my trip into the shop tomorrow morning is going to be probably pretty interesting. Schools down here were closed 2 days in a row. We get what they're talking about tomorrow. That might make it 3 days in a row.
Yeah, I don't really have anywhere to go. I've got a little local thing to do, but it's only about 2 miles from the house, so I can creep my way over there no matter what. Doesn't really matter if the roads are touched or not. It's so close by, you know. They're pretty good about doing a main drag. You know, they keep 27 open. We've not had closed schools that I'm aware of. I mean, it seemed to me like whenever I went by, school's been open, so we'll sort of play it by ear. but the other half's got a work event in Boyne. I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's even worth trying.
I got a phone call coming in. Got to run. What are you doing?
Hey, see you later. Careful driving. WHRPM.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform. Requesting a radio check, please, on Traverse City DMR.
W8VPC N8NXP.
N8NXP, W8VPC, how are you tonight?
Not doing bad, Mike. We got a little snow coming down here in Maniac City. Just talked with Adam. He's got 6 inches in the last hour and a half in Sheboygan. We got some good bands coming through.
Yeah, well, we don't have any snow as of now, but they're talking about some snow down here. I would think that Gaylord is really getting the most snow up there, aren't they?
Yeah, they got hammered last week. We came through there Friday night. It was quite a mess. Again, strings of different areas that were covered. Real heavy. Wolverine got hit, 2.5. Got up to Indian River. There was nothing up here. So it's in streets, typical lake effect. We got lake effect coming and assistant snow coming. We're under storm warning.
Yeah, I see that on the weather book telling me that Bel Air's under winter storm warning. Is there going to be any nets or just lake effect or waiting for the weather service to ask for help?
Yeah, there probably will be later if things start picking up. We were just talking with Traverse City and they got nothing happening down there. So like it's just in a narrow area right now. So probably a little later for sure tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. And that antenna that you talked to me about on the phone the other day, I'm still trying to figure out how to get up there to get it.
Yeah, refresh my memory.
It was a HF vertical, 5BTV or something like that?
Yeah, it's still in the garage.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, since I'm watching over my mom, she gets really nervous, especially if I leave the house in the dark and come home in the dark. And being 88 years old, it's a concern.
Yep, I understand what you're saying.
Do you have any plans to go south, like Orlando and Miami, for the swamps down there?
Well, I'm looking at Ham Cation. NADWM is real close. I'm talking about going down for a few days and go with them maybe on a 3 or 4 day cruise, see what that's like. So that's then the first Christmas we're going down to kids in Illinois. And, well, that's our travel plans.
Okay, well, yeah, right now I think the first opportunity I haven't decided yet, but White Pine Stampede is coming up February 1st. And I haven't said anything yet. I have to figure out where to stay, because I would go up Friday and come back Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be in the period when I'm leaving. Somewhere's in that area, so. Looks like they'll have plenty of snow by then.
Well, in the past, we had plenty of snow in December and January, but not enough snow by the time the first Saturday of February comes around.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We've had some bad winters, but I think we're going to pay for it this year.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd throw my call out and see who's around, and I think I'm going to call it a night. I know that I've been going to bed early, but not. I still having problems getting the sleep cycle in, because it's 1:30, 2 o'clock by the time I doze off, just like as if I was working the second shift. So I got a breakfast. A couple of ham operators get together for breakfast on Wednesday, and another group gets together on Friday, and a third group gets together on Saturday. We have more breakfasts around here than up there. So anyways, Chuck, we'll let you know. I'll let you know when I'm going to be up there. And if you're there, you're there. If you're not, you're not. It's not a big deal. N8NXP, WAVPC.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, you be safe down there. I understand the breakfasts. Well, at least you get to get out with some guys. So. All right, we'll be talking. N8NXP.